a new book, Z-rated, Chocolate Flavor 3, and an upcoming HBO series called The Jump Off. Zane is on the phone. Hey, Zane, how you doing?
Good morning, Tom. How are you? I'm great.
I'm real good. Hey, Zane, when you first heard about 50 Shades of Grey, what did you say to yourself?
I didn't really say anything. I mean, I heard about it, of course, like everyone else. And I know I first heard about it when it was on the Today Show. And, I mean, she really just hit a tipping point, and now everybody thinks they have to read it.
Right. Have you?
No, I haven't.
I love what you say here.
I don't feel like I have to read it.
Yeah, right.
But, of course, I get comments about it every single day, you know.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
And I like what you say here on the cover. No shades of gray, just red hot.
Yeah, my publisher put that on there. But I like the tagline.
That's
as well.
Nice little jab, though. I like it.
So this new book, it says, is a compilation of several erotica authors. And
yes,
Zane is the editor.
My son.
Your son?
Yeah, my son actually has the first story. I'm Zane and he's Xander. So he has the first story in the book and I have the last one.
Anything
so
in
cool.
his story surprise you?
Yes. It even surprised my parents. It surprised his grandparents even more, though.
But his grandparents ought not be too surprised because he got an honest.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Let's see. It says you got a new HBO series called The Jump Off. When is that coming on?
Cinemax. Actually, it's on Cinemax.
Oh, Cinemax.
And it premieres early in 2013. I'm not sure the exact air date yet, but we actually finished shooting it last October. So I've been done with the first season for a while, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, what about...
It's called Zane's The Jump Off.
What about and the Zane Sex Chronicles?
I decided not to bring that back, mainly because it was loosely based on my real life, and I didn't want to reveal too much about myself.
You've done enough, huh?
Yeah, I put out enough out there. So this show, I wanted to do something different. This show is about men of color. And even though we've had, you know, movies, you know, people are still talking about the best man in the wood all these years later. Mm-hmm. Because we've never truly had, like, a series, an ongoing series, that dealt with their relationships with each other and they're women and stuff. So I'm very, very excited about it. Two of the men are single. One is married. One is divorced. And one is separated. So, you know, I have the whole gamut on there. So it's really cool.
So Chronicles, Sex Chronicles, that was really soft porn. Is the new one, Jump Off, going to be soft porn as well?
I mean, I have my creative moments. But this one is more, you know, the other thing with the Sex Chronicles was it was kind of difficult because I was doing two storylines, but really the main storyline and doing the erotic vignette. So in this one, it's just a straight, you know, series. So there's no interruptions with these, you know, whimsical erotic vignettes and stuff like it was in the first one. And I think that because of that, I'm able to develop the characters a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. And people are more engaged. I've done shown it to a few people and they're like blown away.
Yeah.
Especially men.
I want to see it.
What was the casting call?
We have to make that happen.
Yes. It says here this new book features 27 sexual tales.
Very sexual tales. I decided to skip R and X and just go straight to Z.
How would you suggest one read this new book?
They might want to be either with someone or, you know, alone, but they definitely don't need to read it at work or anything.
Not on the job.
I wouldn't suggest that.
And you have only one story in here? That's yours?
Yes, I have one story in it myself.
Zane? What's it about?
My story is called Mea Culpa, which is Latin for my bad. And it's about a woman who is over one of her girlfriend's houses one night watching movies, and her girlfriend falls asleep, and she basically decides to entertain herself with that girlfriend's man up in the kitchen.
Damn.
And she feels bad about it afterwards, but, you know.
That's you, Zane?
That's your story?
That's your story, Zane?
And how much of yourself do you bring to this story, Zane?
Huh?
How much of yourself did you bring to this story?
Maybe a little bit. You know, in all of my stuff, I bring a little bit of myself or things that I would do or have done. I have an e-book coming out in November called Everything Fades Away, which I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. And no woman is going to let her man go to Best Buy after they read it.
And how is Zane's
all going?
And how is Zane's erotic life?
He leaves his house on Black Friday to go to Best Buy to get a $99 laptop. And let's just say...
That is a Best Buy.
It ends up being a mess.
And how is your personal erotic life going right now, Zane?
Oh, I'm great. Don't I sound happy?
Yes, you do.
Sound good.
Yeah, I'm great. Great. Looking forward. I have a really amazing tour coming up starting next week. About 20-plus cities, so I'm excited about that. And really anxious just to get out and see everybody and live life like I always do.
All right, Zane. The new book, Z-Rated. Chocolate Flavor 3.
Yeah, chocolate flavor.
Yeah, she said that.